Good morning. Most of you know me, but my name is Bruce Hallinan, and I chair the Church Council. And on behalf of this church family, I'd like to extend a warm and happy Thanksgiving greetings to all of your families as well. In the position of Church Council, I have the honour of working with many dedicated members of this congregation who are passionate about their participation here in Campbell. Next week, the Reverend Paul Kim will join us as our worship leader for 7 months, but today, Pastor Daniel has kindly given me this opportunity to reach out to you. So thank you, Pastor. Today is Commitment Sunday, where members of this church, we give thanks and we contemplate our pledges to Campbell United Methodist Church so we can move forward in mission with a solid foundation. Later, we'll hear from two church members and how their team's efforts work towards this church's unifying mission of empowering disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world with love. A few years ago, this church agreed that as a body, our overlying goal should be to empower disciples of Jesus Christ, that's you and I and people that we meet, for the transformation of the world with love. In other words, putting into action the message of Christ. Today I'll be talking about how you can contribute to this transformation by your pledge of commitment. In today's reading, the Apostle Paul writes to the Corinthians and instructs them to give generously and cheerfully. I'd like to support that instruction and describe how your seeds, or in today's meaning, your pledges, can grow and contribute to God's work here in Campbell and around the world. And if you're not already submitting a pledge, I'd like to convince you to start pledging. It's easy to do, and as Paul says, the needs of the believers will be met and they will joyfully express their thanks to God. Let me just stress that Commitment Sunday is not about gaining financial pledges so the Finance Committee can put together a budget for 2013. Commitment Sunday is a time for each of us to review our involvement and passionate participation in the United Methodist Church. This can be financial, but it also includes the sharing of your time and talents. Whether you can share your bookkeeping skills, your music skills, or even your time counselling someone in need on the telephone, the lay leadership needs to be aware of what you feel God is calling you to do, so they can allocate the resource just as they can allocate financial gifts. Please include these talents and or your time availability on your pledge card. Maybe you could start participating in a fundraising drive, join a social group, a Bible class, or an outreach group. Don't wait until next year, don't even wait to be invited. Join a group, get involved with other members of the church. Plant those seeds immediately. Remember, you are empowered to do so. If you are still unsure of a project, how about the upcoming Stop Hunger Now? It's an event planned for Saturday, January the 12th, and a great way to join with other members of Campbell United Methodist Church as we learn about global hunger and then get involved by filling 10,000 emergency food kits destined for West Africa. It's an educational, spiritual, and social event where you can work with others to plant biblical seeds. I encourage all members to invite a friend to this community building event. Some of you may have concerns about not having a full-time pastor during the next 7 months, but let me reassure you that the church lay leadership and staff will continue to produce passionate worship service, will build church programs, provide for the needy, pay the bills, and strive to maintain an environment where Christ's message will not only be heard but also be enacted. As I say many times, pastors come and go at the whim of the bishop, but the congregation gets to stay and decide its future. When Jesus left the apostles to ascend into heaven, the apostles felt inspired by the Holy Spirit and went out into the world to spread Jesus' teaching. As they led with their faithful actions, people started to take notice, and the world began to change. Generations later, people filled by the Holy Spirit and passionate about living a Christ-like life built on the apostles' foundations. You too are empowered by the Holy Spirit. Now is a good time to hear from two members of the congregation who are active in the church and passionate about their faith programs. First, I'd like to call on Elaine Bondano to say a few words about her team's mission work and how surprisingly their participation not only affected the lives of the women of the local jail, but also the members of this church who were involved in the program. Elaine?
I noticed Bruce said few words. I think that was for my benefit. When we think about jail, when we think about prison, what image comes to your mind? I asked my husband that this morning, and he said black and white stripes. And that's primarily what people think of. So one of the things that we do with this ministry is to look beyond that, because what's inside those black and white stripes are people just like you and just like me, just like your neighbors, just like your friends, just like various relatives and family. So this ministry that we've been doing for the past 18 months here at CUMC provides opportunities for inmates at the Santa Clara County jails to connect with the Spirit through the creative arts. Art, music, prayer and scripture, and writing. Right now, we have over 100 inmates who are involved in this program. That's half again as large as this congregation. So it has been an amazing journey. There are now 13 members of the congregation who are in teams that go and do these worship experiences. We've been there over 36 times this past year. And we just sang a song I didn't know we were going to sing, I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light, that said, I want to see the brightness of God. I want to, what's the other part here? Look at Jesus. And that's exactly what happens in the jail, is that you see the brightness of God and you look at Jesus every time you go in. When Bruce asked me about speaking about this, he said, I would like you to talk about how the Elmwood ministry touches lives. So the image that came to my head was throwing a pebble into the water and the rings that go out. We don't really know what happens every time with the pebble, but we do know that there are rings that spread out into the world. The inmates obviously are touched. And I want to share with you, oh good, Leon, bless his heart, made some slides for me. Up in the, on the screen, what you see is the last session we made art journals based on prayers, hopes, and dreams. And these are the covers of the journals that the men made. This was in the M4 unit. This is a unit of men that are in protective custody because they're gay, because they're nonviolent sex offenders, or because they don't fit in any other unit in the jail. We didn't know all of that when we went the first time, and probably that was a good thing. But you can see that what they've done here, we gave them strips of paper and words cut out, and they created the covers to these journals. The one that's on the screen now says, remember, walk humbly, peace is forgiveness. The other one that you saw up there said, oh, this one says, bridge to where? And it has another word, but I can't read it right now. Choice, a little respect, and family. Not only are they incredible artistic endeavors, but they have deep meaning as these men sit and do this. At the same sessions, we had the men writing haiku. And many of you may be familiar with that poetry form, which is it's like a little photograph in very simple words with certain number of syllables. In 15 minutes, these men wrote some of the following. I'd like you to close your eyes and just see if you can see the photo that they made as they wrote these words. Leaves fall to the snow. Their trees are bare without life. Then new life is born. Dreams. Reach into forever, grasping for the bright light. Dreams just within reach. Peace. Wonderful, hopeful, silently attainable, sometimes elusive. We're bowled over when we hear this. We're bowled over with the Spirit of God that we see in this place. So I have a lot more to say. I'm going to say two more things. Those ripples include not just the inmates, includes the officers who are glad to see us, who have said to us how much difference it makes in the jail after we've come. It affects the team, obviously, that goes to do this. And none of us thought we'd be doing jail ministry when you talked to each of us 2 years ago. In fact, probably was the farthest thing from our minds. So that seeing Jesus, that's what we do too, is to do that. And that's an extraordinary commitment by the people who, from this church, who go and do that. And I see a number of you here. Would you stand up if you are participating in the jail ministry right now? Okay, you can see several people standing up here. They have a lot of stories they can tell you. So, don't forget Daniel. And last but not least are you all who participate in this and who are affected by it and who are touched by it. We have seen it in your eyes, in your hearts, and we have seen it in the financial contribution that you make to this church that enables this ministry to go forward. So we thank you for that, and we hope that you will speak to each of the members on the team and hear more about this. I'd like to close with one more haiku, so if you'll close your eyes and pray with me. Haiku meditation with God. He smiled at me, warming up my frozen heart, tears like ice melting. Amen.
Thank you, Elaine. Music is a major part of this congregation's celebration of God's work, so it only seems fitting that I ask our part-time music director, Bill Coy, to share his passion for the church's music ministry. Bill?
Thank you, Bruce, Joshua, Daniel. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Good morning,
church.
I ask for a lot of energy from the choir, and they push a lot of energy out. When you think about the word commitment, and you think about the music department here at Campbell Church, every Thursday night, and then there's three bell choirs that rehearse several times a week. Then there's the youth choir. There's at least 100 people participating in the music ministry here at the church. They're committed. You're committed. You're here. That's a commitment. It is good to see you every Sunday morning. And when we sing to you and push our enthusiasm out, push it back. It's in silence. It doesn't have to be clapping. Clapping's wonderful, but that's extraneous. But give back that verve. I have a quote from a rabbi that I keep on my wall in my office upstairs in the Amy building. And it kind of fits, certainly fits what's in my heart, but I think it fits what's in all our hearts. It says, "Music, like the Hasidim say, is the highest form of touching the heart. And beneath all the notes, there has to be some higher goal. For us, it's to tell people that God is with us." And that is what we do as a ministry. We are here to amplify the message, amplify the gospel, amplify the feeling of the service. We don't perform on a Sunday morning. It's pretty music, and we do our very best. But it's not a performance. It is our way of sharing with you. It is prayer. People who sing pray twice. People sing well probably sing three or four times. But music is in us, and it is what we love to share with you. Now, granted, music and worship is not a performance, but I do have to put a plug in. Sunday afternoon, December 16th, we will give a performance. And the choir is preparing an extended work by our own Brian Holmes, our own award-winning Brian Holmes, and a number of other pieces. We'll have a full orchestra in here. The Bell Choir will be performing. They will perform with the orchestra, and it'll be a very special day. This is an opportunity for you to help us spread the music ministry by inviting your friends and neighbors to see what's happening here with music at Campbell Church. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. So there's just two examples of activity and passionate programs that this church gets involved on. I could list many, many more, but instead I put it on an orange sheet of paper that's in your bulletin there. Have a look at that and see what touches you, and maybe then put that on your pledge form and say, hey, I'd like to get involved in this. Or maybe there's something that you've been thinking about at the back of your mind where you could say, okay, let me put that down as my pledge of activity. The question is, how is the Spirit calling you to move forward in mission? So last week, Pastor Jim left us with the challenge of increasing our annual pledges by $100,000. And that would be wonderful to have such a large increase in pledges. But perhaps to be a little bit more realistic, even if we got $20,000 in increased pledges, $20,000 would allow us to hire a part-time pastor for an alternative worship service that perhaps we could have on a Saturday or a Sunday evening and attract new people who don't normally go to church. $20,000 would guarantee our full apportionments, our payment to the United Methodist Church body. $20,000 would allow our existing children, youth, and adult family programs to expand so that we could attract new members to the church and continue to spread God's message of love. So I've talked about why we should pledge, and some of you are thinking, I can't remember to complete an envelope every Sunday, and I don't have time to go to the ATM before Sunday service. Well, you don't have to. Just select the option on the pledge card of paying by electronic funds transfer, and every 2 weeks or once a month, your pledge will automatically be paid out of your bank account. No envelopes, no ATM. My wife and Laura have been doing this for now for over 2 years. So you might be thinking also that, well, I prefer to reach into my pocket on Sunday morning and put whatever cash I have in my pocket on the plate. Well, I encourage you not to do this because there's no real record then of what you've contributed. And of course, the IRS likes to have a record so you can make your taxable deduction at the end of the year. The church office does a wonderful record when you pledge of keeping a track and producing an annual and quarterly statement of your giving. After this message, Pastor Daniel will lead us in a ceremony and ask us to come forward and put our pledge cards into the baskets here. If you've already completed your pledge card, thank you very much. Your enthusiasm and dedication to this church keeps this congregation vital and will allow the continuation of amazing work started by this church's founders on the banks of the Los Gatos Creek in 1888. If you're ready to submit your pledge, please complete the card. If you need a pledge card, please raise your hand and the ushers will bring you a pledge card. I see a hand over there and another one there. Any other hands? The ushers are coming through now. If you haven't had time to contemplate God's call, that's okay. I encourage you to go home, do some research, speak to some church members, and then speak to God. Remember, this is a pledge, a commitment, and should not be taken lightly. Bring your cards next week and put them in the offering plate or leave them at the office. So in summary, let's make some spending comparisons. If you invested $1,000 in the Wells Fargo account 2013, you might be lucky at today's interest rates to earn a couple of bucks in interest. If you pledged to public radio or public TV, you'd be helping to maintain an alternative and perhaps an independent reporting of local and world events. If you gave to a homeless person on the street, that might keep him or her hungry for a day or two. However, when you give joyously your time, talents, or money to the annual pledge to Campbell United Methodist Church, you will change lives. That I and St. Paul can guarantee. So let us pray. Dear God in heaven, Jesus spent only 3 years on earth teaching your message. His apostles heard the call and started a movement for humanity that is our responsibility to continue today. Help us craft connections here at Campbell so that as a united people, empowered by the Spirit, we can keep moving forward in mission and spread your message through our deeds. Be present in our minds, hearts, and actions, and help us to love selflessly so that our generosity will continue to transform lives in your name. Amen.